This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the whole world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. The Prime Minister added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope, highlighting issues such as COVID-19, the global economy, inflation, unemployment, climate change and wars. Modi emphasized that global situations also impact India. PM Modi on Police Commemoration Day today honored the bravery and sacrifice of the country's police personnel. In a social media post, he praised their unwavering dedication to ensuring the safety of the people. He said they exemplify courage and determination. Modi also commended the proactive efforts and assistance of police personnel during humanitarian challenges. Home Minister Amit Shah laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. In his address, the Home Minister said that 36,468 police personnel have given supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. He said 216 police personnel have given the supreme sacrifice in the last 1 year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government's Udaan, Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik scheme has transformed India's aviation sector. Commemorating the 8th anniversary of the Udaan scheme, the Prime Minister in a social media post said that this scheme has ensured access to flying for crores of people with an increase in the number of airports and air routes. He added that at the same time, the scheme has had a major impact on boosting trade and commerce and furthering regional growth. The Janata Dal United today released the names of two candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. The executive president of the party, Sanjay Kumar Jha, said Saryu Rai will contest from Jamshedpur West, while Raja Pitar will be the candidate from the Tamar Assembly constituency. Under the seat-sharing arrangement of the NDA, two seats were given to the JDU. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government has computerized and land records in more than 6,26,000 villages, covering more than 5,000 sub-registrar offices. The minister today inaugurated the International Workshop on Modern Technologies in Resurvey for Urban Land Records in New Delhi, highlighting the achievements made under the Bhu Aadhaar initiative. The minister said the Land Resources Department has registered nearly 14 crore Bhu Aadhaar unique land parcel identification numbers. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi embarked on a four-day visit to the UAE today to strengthen defense cooperation between the two countries. During his visit, he is scheduled to hold discussions with the commander of the UAE Naval Forces Rear Admiral Pilot Saeed bin Hamdan Al Nayan and other senior government officials of the UAE. This visit aims to enhance defense cooperation in line with the deepening comprehensive strategic partnership across all sectors and to consolidate bilateral maritime relations between India and the UAE. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron today joined several global leaders who are batting strongly for India getting a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. He emphasized that the world needs to hear India's perspective on key global challenges. Addressing a summit of a private TV channel in New Delhi, Cameron said that the world has changed hugely since the institutions were set up after the Second World War. It is time for a reset because you see the rise of India, which will become the world's largest economy at some stage in future, and countries like India should be at its heart. Cameron stressed the need for reform of the United Nations Security Council. The severe cyclonic storm Dana brewing over the Bay of Bengal is heading towards the Orissa coast and is likely to make rainfall on Thursday morning with a wind speed of 120 km per hour. The India Meteorological Department has issued a forecast track of a possible cyclonic storm this morning, and more clarity on the cyclonic path is expected by this evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.